Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Game Time Decisions, everybody. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Hope everybody's having a good time today. And we got soccer action all over the board. The Euros are the gift that just keeps on giving right now. Unbelievable stuff for soccer fans out there. The Ukraine getting it done over Sweden in extra time. A 2-1 win there. And England was a team that looked very, very bad in the preliminary round. But, shaking off some demons and beating Germany, shaking off years and years and years of torment from the Germans. 2-0 win for the Brits, and the Three Lions move on to the quarterfinals at the Euros. But fantastic action. We had kicks in the Switzerland game, and now we have kicks in Sweden and Ukraine. Gabe, how you doing, buddy? Hope everything's going well. I like the shirt. Ready for summer.
Yeah, we're in summer mode, as you can see. Right now, all things considering, Cam, considering the last 24 to 48 hours that we've had, we're trying to keep it together. Yesterday, I felt like an injured player on the bench yesterday watching you and Dane talk about the games.
Yeah, we'll see how Morenci's connection is getting going there. And later on in the show, we'll have Donnie Wrightside. We'll break down the baseball board. Hopefully, we get the connections all right. Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy 24 hours. The hockey game, not really what we were hoping for last night. And for all the under players, too, that late goal, just to put it over, was real frustrating, kind of like a double kick in the gut there with Montreal going down as a big favorite. But, hey, as we talked about before, this is a long series. People want to make excuses and think, oh, yeah, oh, one game here, whatever. It's the first game. It's the first game of many games, so we're not going to panic yet. Vegas won the first game in that series. So, hey, if you like Montreal, you're going to get a better price, too. That's the way I would look at these situations. So, you know what? We got a long Stanley Cup final. We'll talk baseball with Donnie Wrightside on the show. We'll also talk a little basketball. Trey Young keeping us lingering right now. What's going to happen? The line has gone from 7 on FanDuel down to 6.5, and we'll see what happens in the Eastern Conference final there. Atlanta, these guys need to show up, and all of a sudden, Milwaukee, they're starting to look very, very dangerous. Donnie, how are you doing, buddy? Getting ready for a big slate tonight. And it's not JT Brubaker Tuesday, but we got a lot of baseball on the card. 15 games to get to, my friend.
Absolutely. We're going to have a good time breaking it all down. You're right. No Brubaker Tuesday. Kind of upsetting here. And the Pittsburgh Pirates actually went into witness protection yesterday, Cam. Not scoring a single run in Colorado. Maybe they'll score some runs today. We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. I don't know. When you see Colorado laying over 80 cents, Donnie, I'm like, do we put this one on the garbage, ugly dog of the day? But I don't care who the Rockies are. They shouldn't be laying close to $2 in any type of situation there. But we'll break it down. The Yankees are kind of in an interesting spot tonight. They're favored against the Angels. Lots of big, big favorites on the board, Donnie. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to call our buddy Tom Total. That's Donnie Wrightside. We'll get team totals because I know Donnie doesn't like delay 230, 240, 250 in these games. Maybe we'll put some parlays together, but I know Donnie Wrightside is a man who loves his very, very good and fine team totals. So we'll go through that in baseball today. As I mentioned, just a fabulous, fabulous day of soccer. I can't believe what's happening in this tournament. A lot of the big guns gone in this tournament. As we mentioned, Germany, they hit the bricks. England didn't look good early. They win 2-0. People are down on them. And then we start to think the Swedes were a little bit of a favorite against the Ukraine, and the Ukraine get it done late. Absolute brilliant action in the Euros. Welcome our radio audience in, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart along with Donnie Wrightside. Gabe, we'll see how the connection is. Hopefully we'll get my boy Morenci back in this week before, we got the end of the week here when he's going to Montreal. I don't know where the hell I'm going, somewhere. I want to get out of town too. That would be very nice. This Canada Day long week, and then our friends down south will celebrate on July the 4th. So, Donnie, yeah, we'll see what happens in baseball, but we'll put something together, Donnie. I know we will. There's a few games that I like, a few games with a little bit of low juice and some a little bit heavy, but maybe you could help me out, get a dance partner for some of these baseball games tonight. You bet the hockey game last night, Donnie, or did you stay away?
I did stay away from the hockey game last night. There was actually an odds boost on the FanDuel Sportsbook, which, you know, is I thought Tampa Bay was going to win, but I wasn't sure if Point was going to get a goal out of it. Actually gets three assists last night, Cam, but obviously that's not the bet. He needed to score a goal. I stayed away, but I do agree with your sentiment here. If we get caught up in game ones, well, shouldn't Montreal have already got swept by the Vegas Golden Knights? It didn't happen.
Exactly.
Give them some time. It's a seven-game series. Make some adjustments out here. All you need is your goalie to steal one game on the road to make it a series, Cam. They're still in this bad boy. I don't know if it looks great because I think Tampa's better than the Vegas Golden Knights, but let's not panic. We just saw this play out just not only a week and a half ago here, Cam.
Yeah, you're right, Donnie. And the thing is, like, and you look at the odds makers, I'll give them credit. They didn't make Tampa like minus 460 like they did with Vegas. Their line was 260. And in my opinion, when Vegas was laying 460, you got to bet Montreal at a principal afterwards in that series once you started to watch. But Tampa Bay's a hell of a lot better than Vegas, and they're laying $2 cheaper in the series. We'll see what happens. Tampa Bay's a tougher team than Vegas, too. That's the one thing Montreal will have problems with. Tampa Bay is physical. Their power play is amazing. Montreal shut down the skilled teams, but the difference between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Tampa Bay Lightning is Tampa Bay can score and they can also beat you up, whereas Montreal wasn't really afraid of Vegas in any type of physical matchup. So we'll break all of that stuff down. I know Morenci's heading to Montreal for game three. That should be absolutely electric. Not sure how many people they're going to let in the building, but I'll tell you, there'll be 15,000 people humping all over themselves. Maybe, shotgunning beers, Donnie. Let's party. They're outside. Why don't you just let them in the damn rink? You know what I mean? We're going to have 20,000 people outside drooling on each other, and they're only going to be letting a couple people in the rink. I don't get it. I'm not a member of the government. But anyway, we'll figure it all out, and we'll talk to Donnie about baseball. We got tons of games on the board tonight. We're talking 15 MLB games. And Donnie, there's even a college baseball game. A lot of people like Vanderbilt to shut down Mississippi State there. Mm. It's a best 2 out of 3. I'm thinking I'm going to take the Commodores at a cheap price. We got game time decisions coming up next on The Grid.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Welcome back, everybody. Game time decisions. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, along with Donnie Rightside. Going to break it all down. A little bit of hoops and a little bit of baseball. Donnie, I got the spaghetti lettuce up there. I think in Canada, they're opening up haircutting places, I think, tomorrow or the next day. Thank you. I can't wait to see my barber, and then I'll sell some hair online if the picks don't win, Donnie. I'm getting sick and tired of this lettuce when it's over 90 Fahrenheit, I'll tell you that. But, it's going to be nice to get the old Brock Lesnar back. Donnie, what are we going to do with this basketball game tonight? We got to give Milwaukee a little bit of credit. You know, Budenholzer's a guy. I still don't think, you know, a brilliant coach, but the players have stepped up. Giannis has been better. Middleton's been better. They look a lot more confident in games. And, you know, Atlanta was playing with them tough, but as the game progressed, Milwaukee started to force their will upon these guys. Basically a must-win game for the Hawks tonight, 8:35 basketball game, game four. They're down 2-1. Saw on FanDuel the line was 7. We still don't know about Trae Young's status for this game. I think he is going to play. Just right now, I know they're talking questionable, but we had a 7 down to 6.5. Have to assume he's probably going to go. I don't know how healthy he's going to be, but how do we attack this game, Donnie? I got to be honest with you. Basketball wasn't great for me last night. I liked Phoenix in the game, and they didn't get it done, but what do you think we do with this one? And a huge game for our friends, the Atlanta Hawks.
You got it's a very interesting one here, and being because Trae Young is so important to his team. Now, granted, most superstars are very important to the team. I understand that, but their offense runs directly through him, Cam, beating his guy off the dribble, opening up Clint Capella down the lane for easy alley-oop dunks. That's what they've been doing for the entire series. And if he slowed Cam just a little bit by this ankle foot injury, that's going to be a very big issue here for their offense. But also, you're going to need to lean on some guys that have already been banged up and injured. Bogdanović, what was he, like 3-for-16 in the last game? He must improve. Kevin Herter, who had a monster game 7 over the Philadelphia 76ers, he must now step up. You're still on your home court, so you're going to get a boost off of the crowd. But yes, credit Mike Budenholzer in the last game. We saw Brook Lopez out there at close to a minus 16, minus 17, getting the plug pulled early because Pat Connaughton was playing well. Portis was playing well. Those guys in the plus, using your bench to take advantage. And what more can you say about Giannis? I don't like his offensive game, but I can't say it's not effective. If you're just going to try to play bully ball and it's working, keep on going to the well. High 20s, low 30s points for Giannis here. This will be a very tough win for the Atlanta Hawks. But getting back to the original point, Cam, this is going to be an interesting one. The great thing about the FanDuel Sportsbook and many odds books as well is you can bet these games live. How about betting this game before? Say, hey, I think Trae Young's going to be healthy. And 3 minutes into the game, Cam, he's hobbling around and it's clear he's not. We might be looking at a blowout for the Milwaukee Bucks in this advent. But just looking pregame in this one, I have to say, I still like the Milwaukee Bucks, Cam. I do.
Interesting thought, Donnie, and let's talk about that because I know you like to have different approaches with player props and team totals. So we can look at Trae Young right now. He's 27 and a half. That's a gamble right now. If you're a real gambler, you could throw the dice and say, you know what? Maybe I'll take a shot with the under if you don't think he's going to play in this game. And if he does, maybe he plays a couple minutes and he gets hobbled. That's interesting. How do you attack that prop, Donnie, at 27 and a half? If he plays, it seems a couple points light, because I think for Atlanta to be successful, he's obviously going to have to go bananas. I know Gabe has been hitting the assist prop with him, which seems to be very underrated, and this is something that he does, and people just look at points. But what do you do with Trae Young and his props tonight? As a gambler, where would you roll the dice?
Yeah, pre-game, Cam, without seeing how active he's going to be, you might even be looking at three-point props because he eats a lot in the paint. How many times do you see that running floater in the paint? You don't know if he's going to throw an alley-oop or you don't know if he's actually shooting the basketball. If he's a little bit slowed, he's not going to be able to get to the paint as easily. So maybe looking more from an outside perspective, which also you bring up a great point. The assist props here. If he's not going to be scoring, Cam, somebody else has to get involved. And if he's going to be more of a creator from the perimeter, that is going to mean more assists at this point. Still waiting to see how effective he is going to be. But again, as I talked about it earlier, also off of Trae Young, you're going to have to make a lot of three-pointers in this game in order to shut Milwaukee down, because if the offense is going to run through Trae and he's not as effective getting into the paint, somebody else is going to have to step up from three-point range in this one. That is going to be very interesting to watch as it goes down. Total in this game, Cam, which is kind of interesting here. So if we take a look and say, all right, if we're getting a max effort here out of Trae Young, the 218.5, you should have the flow in this game up and down the court, but I'm still nervous. And then, yes, the points total here for Trae Young. How could you go over knowing that he's banged up coming in? Look at the last two times we had major injuries with guys trying to play through it. Now, again, I'm not saying it's an overall injury. He's not going to be able to take the court. Anthony Davis played. His points prop total way under. Played like 5 minutes and then went and sat on the bench. How about when James Harden initially came back? Couldn't make anything from three-point range, from two-point range. Stayed easily under his prop as well. No way, shape, or form I'm leaning towards going with his over, Cam, in this game as we enter into it.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you talked about, I like to attack props, Donnie, and I know football season, kind of like the tight end, like 18 and a half yards and stuff like that. The star players are always pretty sharp, and then you got to go to like some backups. And you talked about Connaughton. He's 6.5 tonight. That's like, it's an interesting number. It's pretty low there. Like, I like to joke about Pat Connaughton from Notre Dame, but then again, if Budenholzer goes to him, Donnie, getting 7 points in a basketball game isn't asking for a lot. If he gets any type of time on the floor, I think that prop should be over and pretty easy to hit. What do you think about our old buddy Fighting Irish, Pat Connington's Bar and Grill, 6.5 over?
It makes a lot of sense. Now, he got 5 points in the last game, Cam. But also when you try to take a look at how effective he is, look at his plus mine. He was a plus 25 in that basketball game, coming off the bench, logging 32 minutes. And you also know if he's open from three-point range, those shots will go down. It's a nice little sharp look by you here, Cam. Pat Connaughton, if he logs 30-plus minutes tonight, sign me up on that. Absolutely.
That's the question. Will he be logging 30 minutes at Pat Connaughton's Bar and Grill? I'll tell you, I'll be plowing through a lot of drinks in 30 minutes' time. But what do you think about the total in the game, Donnie? I'm kind of thinking Milwaukee might win the game. Atlanta might cover. That's the way I'm feeling it right now if we can get a big number, but there's still a lot of question marks. But 218.5, it's an interesting total. And I got burned yesterday. Sometimes I think too much, Donnie. Ooh, trap line, 213. It just got over in the Phoenix Clippers game last night, but pretty reasonable total, 218.5. Is there a lean that you have in this one? You like the over or the under in this basketball game?
I'm usually an over guy, 218.5, and I'm assuming here that we're going to get a decent effort out of Trae Young. The bench usually plays better at home, Cam. I don't think we're going to see a 40-point blowout loss like we saw on the road for the Atlanta Hawks. They tend to play well at home. And let's also remember, before Trae Young gets hurt in that game, Atlanta's probably on their way to a victory. We'll have a completely different mojo heading into this one. Atlanta's going to throw the kitchen sink tonight at Milwaukee, Cam. There's no way in this game where they're saying, like, you know what? The way to beat Milwaukee, Cam, slow it down, you know, take 17-foot jumpers and just see what we have here. Absolutely not. Atlanta can't change their stripes. They're going to get up and down the court. They're going to shoot three-point shots. They're going to rely on Trae Young until the wheels fall off, which in turn, you saw what Middleton can do. You saw what Holiday can do in this series. Giannis, good for 30-plus points. You have a lot of guys that can shoot from three-point range. Why not? Over 218.5. If Trae Young is out there playing and playing decent basketball, this game should go over the total, at least in my eyes.
I agree with you, Donnie, and I think sometimes I play unders. Like, I know a lot of people, Gabe, you guys tend to take more overs than unders, and it's usually the way to go in a basketball game, but I lean that way as well. I think we can see points, and if Atlanta wants to stick around, they're going to have to hit their shots. So the question is this: where do we find value? Trae Young is a question mark. If Atlanta hangs in this game, what scores do we go with, Donnie? That's the question before we hit the break. Like Capella, Collins, Herder, like, which guy do you think will pick up the slack then if he's not going to go? Somebody on this team, if they're going to like cover the spread and hang around, is going to have a monster night.
It's got to be on the outside, Cam. And it's a great point you bring up, because the offense that I like where Atlanta is most successful is Trae Young in the paint throwing alley-oops to Capella. He gets two or three of those a game. That's cheap points right there. 4 or 6, 8 points that he gets. That's not going to be available. When's the last time we saw Clint Capella put on a nice move in the low post with, you know, a 14-foot step-back jumper? That's not his game. His game is at the rim. His game is catching alley-oops. And if that's not going to be a factor, if you're looking, as you said earlier, maybe a Trae Young under prop, that correlates very well with Clint Capella under his prop as well. Points wise here for me, Cam.
What do you think about Collins? You got an opinion on his?
Swiss Army knife for me, Cam. Swiss Army knife. If you need somebody to step up on that team, we know they're going to be shooting from three-point range. You know, the Herders of the world, the Bogdanovich of the world. But it is Collins. I could see him getting into the high teens in this game, no question about it, and being one of those catalysts that if Atlanta's going to win, Cam, he must have a good game tonight. No question about it.
Yeah, I was looking at Collins' points over, too. We'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye on the injury report, too. When we come back with Donnie Wrightside, hopefully Gabe's tech issues are good, and we'll all talk a little bit of baseball. Busy night tonight. 15 games on the board. It's game time decisions.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right, I'm here. Look who's back. I think I'm here to stay, too. I think I might be here to stay, courtesy of our good old friend, the Snowball. The Snowball comes through once again. When in doubt, Cam, go to the ball. The eight ball never lies.
Best 50 bucks you ever spent. I've been doing shows with you. The Snowball is the only thing that stands the test of time. You throw it through a wall. He's like, hey, Gabe, I'm ready to do another show. Yeah, he always comes back. The Snowball.
I've dropped this thing like 55 times.
He runs away, and you go, come on, Snowball, come back. Yeah, he's always very loyal.
I'd like to give a heartfelt thank you to our technical team here. for all the support that I got today, i.e. me, i.e. me on the tech support here. But we're off and rolling. Shout out to Metal Matt. Metal Matt's rolling with the punches here the best that he can. Good job. Good job, Matt. Just talk louder. That's all I ask. Donnie Wrightside. Good to see you, Donnie.
Love it. I can hear you loud and clear, Gabe. And I think you were correct when you came on originally. The shirt may be too loud for the actual ampage on your computer. Was that, could that have been the issue today?
What do you think?
That's very, very summer. Montreal 5 right now. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Book and say it says Tampa and 4, the season's over, too.
it's like it's leisure wear in hot places. Yeah.
It's actually Under Armour, Cam. It's actually an Under Armour golf.
Nice.
So.
Ooh, I can tell you something. I can tell by the look. It looks like one of those quick dries I like when I'm really sweating it out in the course. Yeah. There, it looks like very comfortable.
Yeah. When it's 138 degrees, you got to be cool. And I tell you, this is actually not too cool. All right, guys. So as I was getting reset up again, and our apologies. What did I miss? What winners did you guys give on the Diamond Day here tonight?
We got the over in the basketball game. We were looking at. We were looking at a little. What's your favorite drink? Tom Collins. Yeah, Collins over points we were looking at. Me and Donnie were talking about Trae Young, what to do if he doesn't play, questionable right now. We're just going through the NBA game. We haven't got to the baseball yet and thinking if we should take the Hawks and the points tonight. But, yeah, Donnie's got a lot of props up his sleeve.
Do you, Donnie, hang out with Walsh? And the coach, basketball props are starting to wear off on you right now. I hate this game. I can't lie. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? I thought Phoenix would finish them off last night, and they ended up losing by double digits, guys. I'm at a loss here with these series right now. I kind of think that the Atlanta Hawks aren't as dead as everybody thinks they are, to be honest. But I don't like the fact, what's up with Trae Young right now? We still don't know.
Questionable. Nope, nothing's changed. Nothing.
Be nice to know.
That's always
the tough
part, too.
It would be. Yeah. It would be nice to know. It's 6:28 Eastern. Like, yeah, a couple hours. Yeah, it would be very nice to know.
Making the decision. All right. So Donnie's the baseball guy. I'm actually fired up for some baseball because nothing else is working for me. I lost in the hockey last night. I lost with the basketball last night, although we did hit the over. And you guys don't. I don't even want to. I don't want to hear the word Euro ever again for the rest of my life. Oh, Euros. Dear God, what a wild tournament. But I'm looking forward to some diamond action tonight. And Donnie, I talked about the Washington Nationals last week on my Sunday Night Late Show. I talk baseball every Sunday with a guest of ours. And we look at the futures for the week and what's coming up. And I noticed that the Washington Nationals were 28-1. And, you know, the Mets were like -330 or something. And I said, this is the Mets we're talking about. They're only 4 and 5 games up. Your Phillies were like +600. The Braves are like +500. And the Nationals were 28-1. I'm thinking, this is insanely stupid. And the Nationals have gone on a tear, of course, ever since we talked about this. And they got as high as +650 a couple of days ago. It was 10-1 yesterday when me and Cam checked in. But they're 12-3 in their last 15 games. Kyle Schwarber's just killing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, he's on 11 fire. Home runs in the last He's 11 home runs in the last 9 games, guys. And they're getting good pitching right now. They're getting healthier. You follow the National League East pretty closely, Donnie. Washington's a dangerous team, man.
No, they are. And you're talking about these numbers also. Look at the division numbers. Last week, Gabe, or about a week and a half ago, they were 13-1 to win the division. Now they're sitting at +700. And I agree. They are coming hard and fast in this one. 7-1 for them, 7-1 for the Braves. The Mets at -310, a heavy favorite in the division. I like the hot team. We even talked about it last year a lot here, Cam, heading into the playoffs. You don't want to mess with the Washington Nationals because they are playoff ready. Not only have they won a World Series, but when they can set their rotation 1-2-3 and get a decent bullpen, they're a team to watch out for. And keep in mind also, they lost Bryce Harper. They lost Anthony Rendon. It almost seems like it doesn't matter at this point. That's a good organization down there. Watch out for them for the remainder of the summer. All you're waiting for is maybe DeGrom goes down on the mound, and now you're looking at the Washington Nationals as maybe a favorite to win the division, and you're still getting a good price of 7-1. Not for the World Series, not to make the playoffs, just to win the division. Seems like a pretty good number to me.
No, you're right. I tell you what, Cam. Yes, they're playing against the Rays tonight, but Ross has been pretty solid as of late. Ross has been solid, and you got Hill on the hill here this evening. What do you think about this game? National small favorites, -112.
It's not a game that has made my card yet, but I would lean with the Nationals. Here's the thing about Rich Hill. Like, his numbers look fantastic. I just can't believe how he does it. I've never seen – I'm not sure if you agree, Donnie, because you break down the numbers, like, really hard when we talk about sabermetrics and the other things. But Rich Hill, his luck factor is very, very high, I think, a lot of the time. He gets away with it. The team gives him run support. I lean Nationals in this spot. It's not my favorite game on the board, but I would go with the hot team, the Nationals at home. You talk about Schwarber. This guy's on an absolute tootsie roll right now. He's just feeling it, man. It must be nice to come to the ballpark when the ball looks like a friggin' basketball instead of a golf ball. This guy's just swinging, connecting, murdering the ball. And the Nationals, no. The Phillies have no bullpen. The Mets are one injury away from a pitcher from disaster. So, yeah, this division is up for grabs right now. We all know that. And the Braves, we never know what we're going to get with these guys. So I would lean Nationals in this spot.
Guys, in Ross's last six starts, four times he did not allow an earned run. So his last six starts, he's actually been on a little bit of a roll here right now. As we mentioned, -112. So, Donnie, I'll throw this one to you. What do you think of the Seattle Mariners, man? Mariners are a very streaky team, right? The Mariners are capable of winning six in a row, but then and as soon as you sort of start to buy in, they'll lose five in a row, right? So they are streaky, but they're in the middle of one of their good streaks right now. And it's carried over, man. They played well at home. They go on the road. They took two or three. From the White Sox. They swept them at home. They've won seven of their last nine games, but you run into a Blue Jays team that's 7-1 in their last eight. So it's Cam's Jays. But I'll throw it to Donnie first. Cam, I was going to wear the Mariner jersey today, but I figured, you know what? I'm in such a summer mood, and you know, I figured I'd put this on today. I was going to roll out the Mariners. Blue Jays versus M's. Let's do this. Yep. But interesting baseball game tonight. Donnie, what do you think of this one?
From a side perspective, price is a little bit too high. Chris Flexen is not a great pitcher, not a terrible pitcher. Right around your midway here. The one thing I was actually trying to tee up here was a team total over for the Toronto Blue Jays. Salem Field, as we know, is a very small ballpark, minor league ballpark. This team can hit and can hit the ball deep, meaning the Toronto Blue Jays. The only thing we're not getting help from, which is a shame here, most of the Eastern Seaboard games, 90 degrees, wind blowing out. This one's about 72, 73 degrees, and the wind blowing slightly in this one. I didn't find very much value overall in this game. Do I think the Donnie's Blue Jays win this game? Sure. But will I weigh over $2? Yeah, exactly. We got to play this atmospheric pressure over here in order to get these team totals.
Donnie Weatherman.
Come on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I got to tell you, if you're playing baseball out here in the Pacific Northwest, the ball will fly 2 miles. All right? Like, it's hot. Actually, it's not even a joke. 63 people have died in the last 24 hours.
No, it's crazy. No, I didn't like – when you told me yesterday, I did some further research on the Okanagan Valley and stuff like that. Like, these temperatures are – they're Death Valley temperatures. Like, if you go outside as a senior, you're dead. Stay inside in air conditioning or somewhere cool. You can't fool around with this stuff. Vancouver's never had temperatures like this before. It used to be mild, but, yeah, you move there, Morenci, and it turns into the armpit – Satan's armpit. Real hot. Real hot.
The – yesterday it was hotter. It set a record hotter than any day in Las Vegas history. So imagine.
Man. And Vegas. Like,
I can't though even imagine, like you said, up there in wine country and stuff, 138 degrees. Like that's like.
Is there going to be any wine next year? Is the wine done for next year?
It better be good. I think it's going to be real good, Donnie. I want some bottles.
I don't know.
No grapes.
Sorry, Morenci. I know wine. Those grapes are they're pretty burned. Like, that's the thing. I hope you're making alcohol, some dessert wines. Yes, exactly. We got moonshine. That's what we got. We don't got wine.
Moonshine. You'll be all wasted. What the hell is this? Oh, that's from the summer of 2021, guys.
Those apples. Real
that's
dry.
That's really vintage. Real right there.
Have you ever made moonshine? My dad used to make moonshine. It's pretty wild. Yeah, and my Gabe Portuguese Joe, he's like, you got some apples left over? We'll make some moonshine. I'm like, another day, Joe, but thanks.
All right, so the number is high, guys. Yeah. I get it, you know what I mean, the Blue Jays, but Seattle don't get a lot of public love ever, and especially when they go on the East Coast. So you got Seattle and Buffalo tonight. Yeah, you know, courtesy of Toronto, et cetera. But +198, Cam, what do you think about this game? What are you and what's the Blue Jay crew? You and Vizy and Vince saying, my boy Robbie Ray on the hill. Listen, Seattle plus a run and a half is +104. You're getting plus money plus a run and a half. But I'm tempted by the +198 on the money line here.
Yeah, if you have no allegiance to the Jays, this number is out of whack. The Jays should probably be maybe about $1.75 against Flexen. Donnie's right. Chris Flexen could be a disaster, but he could also be really, really good. He's actually kind of toned it down a little bit. He can walk some guys, but You know, the Blue Jays are free swingers. We'll see what happens in this game. I think the Blue Jays win, Marenzi, but I'm not going to talk anybody out of taking Seattle. When I see Toronto minus 230 with Robbie Ray against Seattle, that number's out of whack. It's about 55 cents too high. It's way too high.
Crazy line, Donnie, isn't it? Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's too high.
Yeah, Robbie Ray for over $2 in this. I mean, yeah.
Man, you got to get out of here already. Sucks. I jumped in mid-shift, but man, what's up with your Phillies? They already blown 21 saves. They're moving in on their all-time franchise record for blown saves.
Like the Blue Jays.
We're not even in July yet, bro.
Yeah.
The Phillies are the best stimulus package of all time for people betting team total overs. I enjoy this stuff in Philadelphia. Just win money on the field. They'll lose, you win money. Perfect storm.
Donnie, right side. Great stuff, Donnie.
Thanks, guys.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM channel 204. Great job by the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart over the last day and a half. Dane Martinez, Jay Berman stepping up and in. It's chaos. Everyone's on vacation. We're falling apart here. We're stumbling to the finish line here. It's like, I gotta tell you, that's what it feels like. It's like they were melting down. It's hot as hell. But I gotta tell you, I just spent $300. I just went to a computer shop, and the guy's real good too. I like him. He's bang bang. I've gone to him before, but we had the same problem again after. The exact same problem again after. So. Yeah, I'm right back where I started, despite the fact that I've walked back and forth at 100-degree temperatures. I've taken 3 Ubers today, and we're right back where we started. You know, it is what it is. Oh, yeah, the Canadians got their ass handed to them. And, yes. You know, I retweeted something yesterday, Cam. It was the Canadians pregame warm-up. I wish I would have seen it. It was like a sign of things to come. When the Canadians took the ice in the pregame, they tripped. Suzuki, like, tripped on a bunch of pucks, all right? Like, literally. And then it was like a comedy of errors. Like, they put a bunch of pucks outside, like, right. The Canadians kept stepping on pucks and falling down when they stepped on the ice. Then Shea Weber, standing on the blue line, taking slap shots, steps on a puck and, like, falls on his ass. And then Shea Weber takes a slap shot and hits Carey Price in the throat in the pregame warm-up yesterday.
That's hockey sacrilege 101. When you hit your goaltender high in like a pregame, that's a no.
You know what's funny, Cam? You even say it's true. You say that the Canadians played the New York Rangers in a Stanley Cup in like 1979, and the Canadians won in 5. It's funny. I never thought about this till now. You just said that. I think the Rangers won game 1 because before game 1. Somebody drilled Ken Dryden in the face with a puck in the pregame. And Bunny LaRocque, remember old Bunny LaRocque at the play?
I love Bunny LaRocque.
Yeah, Bunny LaRocque.
One of my favorites.
Bunny LaRocque had to play, and they lost. I think it was the only game they lost in the series, actually, game 1. Somebody told me today that the last 3 Stanley Cups finals, I didn't look it up, so I don't want to confirm it, but actually I trust them. They're not in the business, but they're degenerate gamblers. So, but I was speaking to someone today, and he goes, the series ain't done. He goes, the last 3 Stanley Cups, the winner lost game 1. Yeah. So I'm not saying, listen, the Canadians are in tough, but you can't overreact after 1 game, Cam. People are going to overreact all the time. We saw Tampa humiliate the Islanders 8-0, and the Islanders won the next game. Right? Tampa are good. We know it. The Canadians have to be better. They got caught up in the moment and all that. You could tell they were nervous early. And they didn't get any luck last night. You know, come on, Tampa were scoring these freaky goals and stuff. But it is what it is. I think the Canes will be much better tomorrow. It's no guarantee they're going to win tomorrow, but I think they're going to be much better tomorrow.
Well, if you bet them in game one, I think you have to come back to game two. And Montreal's going to learn you can't play Tampa's game. These guys are professionals. I told you, like, every trick in the book.
Yeah, they're professional.
It's unbelievable when you watch them. They are. I told you. There's foreign objects in the trunks. Like, you know, they'll pull them out when the referee's distracted. They're a very dangerous team. They're talented, tough, and dirty. I will say that, and that's the problem. Like, Kucherov, he's this guy. I don't know. He gets away with murder. The ref should actually watch this guy a lot more. He's a real dirty player. But I will say this about Montreal. Now they understand the speed of the series. They understand Tampa Bay wants to instigate things with you. So you got to play a smarter game than that. I would hope that they, you know, they actually didn't play as bad as the score indicated. Let's remember. No. The worst part about it, too, is we got the under. It's 4-1. I'm like, yay, we're going to get it by, oh, yeah, that late goal. Thanks. Let's just put things in perspective. Yesterday as a whole, tech on the show, gambling, games. Yesterday was a write-off. Like, if I could have gone to the calendar and say, let's just both stay in bed and skip that day, it would have been better for everybody.
I want to get into some of the updated props right now in the series as far as, you know, what are we getting? So the Lightning are up to minus 550. The Canadians are plus 430. I'd like to be getting like 2.5, Cam. You know what I'm saying? If I get like plus 2.5 games, I'm all over it. I still think it's a long series. So right now the series handicap, the Canadians +1.5 is +184. So if they lose again, if they lose on Wednesday, we'll be able to get that +2.5. And even if they lose on Wednesday, I'm still not going to panic. I think the Canadians can win at home. I do, but tomorrow's a big game. The series is sort of, you know, I'm not going to spit. The story's sort of on the line here. Tampa looked like Stanley Cup champions last night.
They do.
The Canadians looked like, you know, like the contenders, like not to, like they look like the pretender versus the champion. Well, yeah, I'm not gonna say pretenders, but like you said, you're right. And you look at Kucherov, he's dirty as hell. He's diving around, embellishing things. The Lightning are dropping Canadian players, they're pile driving them on their head. Gallagher's head is split open, and they're more skilled than you. Like, they've got it down. They really do. They're like professional wrestlers. I talked about it briefly when I was on in the segment yesterday, Kev. You see it too. You see, every time they go in the corner, man, you see the butt end of the stick sort of start to show more. They know. They do it deliberately. Like, so they have their glove at the top of the stick, and then when they go in the corner, they lower their head. Suddenly, they got a couple of inches of wood there, and the ref can't really see it or call it. You can't, you know what I mean? But he's not really spearing you. He's just sort of
people
like,
don't know?
You can't say, oh, you're not allowed lowering your hand. Sure I am. I always do that. Yeah, it's like a batter. Imagine, guys, for people who don't really fully know in hockey, if you have the glove at the end of the piece of wood, you're covering up the wood, the dangerous part. It's sort of like a baseball bat, like if you choke up. So I think it's the best way of putting it, right, Kev? If you choke up on the stick a little bit, suddenly you got the end of the stick sticking out, and the ref can't tell, right? And you go in the corner, and instead of just, you know, bumping into somebody, you're checking them and bumping into them, and you're also sort of mini stabbing them, bro, with a couple inches of
wood. Dig into the ribs.
Yeah, it's a good like trick, it's like, you know? Bang. So it's like in the rib. Yeah, you're getting jabbed with a piece of wood, and it's a thick piece of wood. It's an extremely dirty, like I said to someone, Cam, and you were on it. You've been hating these guys for years. You've been on top of it. But I said it's almost like they took Quebec Major Junior Hockey League 101 or something. Like, they took it's like they hung out with Terry Funk and Ric Flair for a weekend or something, Cam, at a wrestling
camp.
They know. Oh, yeah, this is what you do. You grab the guy by the hair and you pull him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they know every trick, Cam.
Watch the next game. You think Kucherov's bad? I know. Trust me. I watch this stuff inside out. I got laser eyes. Alex Killorn, he's another one. I watch this guy. He's a good old hardworking guy. He is so dirty. Like, the stuff this guy does is cheap shots. Like, he's good. The way he trips people with his skate, little things. Tampa Bay are very, 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 very good at it. Like, it's just one of those things. And it's hard to notice it when you're that good at it. They've been mastering it for a long time. Other teams do it. They just do it better. Like, we're talking about, like, other sports. Everyone was cheating. Just The Astros did it better. They took it to another level. Tampa Bay's got their, like, dirty game better than everybody else in the NHL. Everyone's got dirty players, but they do it really, really well. Montreal can't fall into their traps. I think they're defensemen, too. You got to keep on hammering guys. Like, and Tampa Bay's power play, again, like, that's the thing about Kucherov. Like, you got to take this guy out. I hate to say it. I don't want to be that guy, but he needs a taste of his own medicine. Like, I'd like to see Weber, like, put him through glass because he's pretending to be hurt. He's not really that hurt. He's a clown.
I said the same thing to someone today, Cam. I said, we need to, like, take him out, run. I said, we need to run him, essentially. Like, and, you know, not cheaply, but whatever, you know, sort of on the edge a little bit. Because, you know, basically he'd do it to you, right? So you got to, you know, that's what the Canadians need to realize. Like, these guys will do it to you. You have to do it to them first. But they can't get caught up. I want to get to the baseball. We'll get into the series later tonight.
Yeah.
But you talk about it. You know it. The Canadians got caught up in that stuff. They're wrestling with the Lightning in the corner and stuff. They're getting penalties called against them.
It's not their game.
No, it's not their game. Exactly. You're not going to out dirty Tampa, guys, right? Like, maybe you did against Vegas and it worked. But, you know, like I said, the Canadians have been very good at adjusting as series go on. Look, they lost 4-1 to Vegas in game one, and everyone wrote them off, right? They really did. They lost 4-1 to Vegas. And it's interesting, actually, for the 1993 comparison all the time, they actually lost 4-1 to the LA Kings in 1993 in game one. So, you know, if we're following the 93 pattern, they lost game one, too. I'm not panicked. I'm still looking forward to it. I'm going to Montreal later in the week, Cam. And nice. Although isn't that the way, I'm going on a trip and now I got to spend more money on computers and this. Even before I left, I'm spending money. Like, it's the way it works. But the tickets have dropped.
The way it works.
The tickets have dropped now, all the way down to about 2,500 to 3,000.
If Tampa Bay wins the next game, you'll get even cheaper tickets. You know, you don't want that to happen, but that's the reality of the situation. I'd rather see Montreal tie up the series. Actually,
me too.
Let's think about this. If Montreal ties up the series, your tickets are going up. If Tampa Bay wins and you're down 2-0, they're going down. It is simply correlated. It's $1,000 basically. It's not even, you're not even betting the game. It's $1,000 either way. You're getting $1,000 less if they lose, $1,000 more if they win.
I think they're releasing more tickets. They never officially announced it, but the market's been flooded. And you are right, though. I spoke to people in Montreal today and same thing, right? He's like, oh, you know, one guy, oh, I don't know. You know, they lost. They're probably going to lose. And yeah, you know, maybe we'll see how low they go. People like, it's all it takes, Cam, is one loss, right? I remember it was the exact same thing, bro, during the Toronto Raptor run. I remember when they were down 0-2 to Milwaukee, people had given up fully. fully. Oh, yeah, it was like, oh, we're done. It's over. I remember tweeting. I said, yeah, you don't jump back on the wagon. And I tweeted, I said, it's the first of four, people. First of four. Hell, look at the Clippers. I wrote the Clippers off, Cam. These guys are still alive.
They're very alive. The Clippers have done this. Like, that's the thing. The Clippers are like that guy who comes out of the coffin, not dead. Yeah, he's like, you know what I mean? You're knocking on the coffin. Hey, are you in there? Hey, guy pops out. Hey, man, how you doing?
And no, because that's the thing. They're dead. You're like, no, they're dead.
Yeah, they're not dead. Yeah, you put a steak in their heart, they laugh at you. Ha, 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 ha. You throw some garlic on them, they're like, that's delicious. They don't care.
If it was
they
a horror movie, care. You're right. The Clippers are the victim that, like even Freddy Krueger thinks is dead. Like, Freddy's like, ah, he's like, and then Freddy walks away, and then the Clippers stab him in the back. He's like, what? Like, you know, like, even Freddy. That's why, like, Sherapan always jokes. He goes, Marenzi, if you're a mobster, you're that guy that just stands there over. We got to make sure, guys. Boom, 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 boom. You got to make sure, Cam. Hey, one of my favorite Jason movies, Friday the 13th, is Jason Goes to Space. And it's great stuff, Cam. It's great stuff. They froze him, right? You figure, how are they going to get, how is Jason going to be in space? Yeah. So it's like 4,000 years in the future. I think the dude from White Zombie directed it. It's like 4,000 years in the future. Yeah.
He's good.
So, he's a good horror movie director. So Jason's frozen 4,000 years. And like he's like an archaeological whatever or something. And they're like, let's unthaw him. And so they unthaw him on the ship, except he wakes up, Cam.
Big mistake.
And it's great. So he kills everyone on the ship. Right?
He's so stupid.
They beef by him. I know.
All you had to do was thaw him, like, on a space arm. You bring him out to the, you leave the ship, and you throw him out there in the galaxy, and then live, and then you put him
back. 4,000 years, they were looking at, like, Egyptian, like, oh, this is, like, artifacts.
Yeah. Like, he's mummified. Course, yeah, exactly.
No, no, but Jason woke up, and it's great, Cap. Then Jason took over control of the ship and crashed it into Earth.
Makes sense. He's That's like, what he's going to do.
He turns it on Earth. He's, like, goes back. It's just... Jason Takes Manhattan's pretty good too. Jason's cruising around Central Park and stuff, lobbing heads.
Takes Manhattan. I love the titles.
Yeah. Hey, Jason Takes Manhattan.
That's good.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because. I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Morency. What a week this week. Man, it's hot as hell. Choppy stuff. We got knocked off yesterday. Canadians lose. I'm losing every damn Euro pick that I make. Ready for some baseball, though. Figure, you know, I'm positive about the baseball. I'm optimistic. I guess that's the word. Optimistic, Kemp. I'm optimistic about tonight's diamond action. All right, so let's jump in here. Early baseball. I'm going to take the Washington Nationals. What do you think of the Angels and the Yankees game? Yankees just keep losing. They've lost four in a row.
It's funny you mentioned that, Gabe. I'm actually going on the Yankees tonight. They make the card. I was actually going over some numbers, Gabe. Can you believe I bet the Arizona Diamondbacks five times this year and they've won four times? That's the shot. That's the craziest gambling thing ever. Like, I can't believe it. Like, they actually, what's their winning percentage? Anyway, yeah, the Yankees are losing games. But I'm going to tell you, I like the Yankees tonight. I think Taillon gets it done against the Angels. I'm going to step up with the Yankees tonight. I agree with you on Washington. The Blue Jays have to be parlayed. I'm not even sure if I want to take the -1.5 in that situation. And what other game do we have early? Oh, yes, I like the Miami Marlins to beat the Philadelphia Phillies and Donnie Wrightside's team there. I think the Fish get it done tonight. Fish, Yankees, Nationals, early action.
What about the Royals as big dogs?
No,
Keller, you don't trust them?
Jimmy Murphy gave me the old direct tweet last night. Royals, how about those losers? I'm like, yes, Jimmy. I tell you, yesterday was just, you said it, man. Like, wasn't just the show, like the bets. I lost in heartbreaking fashion. It was a bad day. It was a bad day in general. Like, every team I had a lead in baseball. Like, it was just one of those nights. It's like you just put an X through it. But no, I'm not coming back to the Kansas City Royals. I'll give the Red Sox credit. They really grind at Fenway. They're a very good home team. They find ways.
All right, I'm gonna jump on the Bombers with you. Give me the Bronx Bombers, New York Yankees, -156 right now at FanDuel. I like the Washington Nationals, -112. And I'm going to roll the dice with the Seattle Mariners. Man, do I take the +198 or the +1.5?
I take the plus one and a half.
Give me the +198. I'm going to go for the money line here. Mariners.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.